Rural hospitals across the country say they are being hurt by increased costs and inadequate Medicaid reimbursement rates. Maine's rural hospitals are facing the same pressures. And state lawmakers are considering a bill to ease their financial woes. Mal Leary has more.
The legislation, which has bipartisan support, addresses three areas hospitals say are critical for them to continue operating. The first is a straightforward increase in the Medicaid reimbursement rates for doctors employed by hospitals. The second would boost the rates paid to rural health clinics owned by the hospitals. Sean Anderson of the Holton Regional Hospital says those clinics need help that goes beyond Medicaid expansion that's now underway in Maine.
The much-anticipated recent Medicaid expansion will certainly help improve the hospital's financial situation. But it's critically important to note that Medicaid expansion alone will have no impact on the losses incurred at Holton Regional Hospital's rural health clinics.
The third part of the bill addresses the tax burden doctors and other health care providers get when a hospital forgives all or part of their student loans. In an effort to recruit physicians, hospitals often advance them loans to pay off student debt and then forgive the loan, which generates a sudden tax bill for the employee. The Maine Hospital Association estimates that its members forgive about $20 million a year in loans. The legislation would abolish the state income tax due on the value of the loans that are paid off by the hospitals. The bill has a total price tag of about $5 million a year, and the Hospital Association estimates that it'll bring in over $12 million in Medicaid matching funds from the federal government. None of the fiscal requirements in the bill are included in Governor Janet Mills' proposed budget. But Senate President Troy Jackson, a Democrat from Allegash, believes that there is bipartisan support to make the legislation a spending priority.
People want to make sure that they have their health care in rural Maine, and many of my Republican colleagues obviously live in those areas, so, I think we can do this.
The measure is before the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. If passed by the legislature, it will have to be funded and will be competing with scores of other spending bills. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.